I'm pleased to welcome everyone to our series, Shrubs of Today Become Tomorrow's Forest. For the benefit of our children and of our nation's future, stay tuned so you can live and learn, as we like to say. Here, you will learn the latest information about how to protect, feed and care for our youngest children, the shrubs, so they become strong, healthy and clever, the productive forest of tomorrow. If we do this, we will ensure a bright future for our communities and for Ghana. The idea for this series developed when the results of the latest health survey for Ghana were released and showed that one in every three children in northern Ghana is chronically malnourished. That means that one of every three children is not getting what they need to grow adequately on a daily basis. These children are not necessarily the very thin, sickly children we think about when we hear malnourished. Rather, they are just small or significantly short for their age. Because we have so many children like this, we are unaware of the malnutrition problem in our midst. You might wonder what difference this extreme shortness in a child makes. The extreme shortness is a sign of poor development of body and mind. It develops during this first 1,000-day period, when a baby or young child is not well fed and cared for. We must ensure that our babies and young children get what they need during this period, because the losses in physical and mental development during this period cannot be corrected later in life, and would mean that our children will not be able to reach their potential, for example, in school achievement or as productive adults. Each week on this program, our episodes will be guided by our health reporter,
Akol Bla,
and by Madam
Asibi,
a senior nurse who has worked for many years in clinics around the country. She has helped hundreds of our families with young children. Now she is grandmother to 10 thriving grandchildren. Madam
Asibi
is convinced that there are a few simple but important actions that all families can and should be doing to ensure a better and brighter future of their children. Now let's listen to Madam
Asibi,
who is in
Bolga
at
Somborongo
Market today.
Akol Bla,
our health reporter, caught up with her there. They are in the market so they can tell us about how to begin to introduce foods besides breast milk to babies starting at 6 months. They will discuss the foods that are good and other important information for babies between 6 months and a year of age.
Hello, everyone. It is nice to be back with you and to have another opportunity to interview our friend, Madam
Asibi.
I've caught up with her in
Somborongo,
in Western
Bolga.
She was traveling again to visit her daughter and suggested that we might talk in the market here. So we have found a nice place in the shade of a large mango tree. Madam, although our regular listeners know you well from our earlier programs, perhaps you can give a bit information about yourself for our new listeners and tell them about our visit today.
Thank you,
Akol Bla.
It's good to be back with you and with our audience and to a discussion about how to help our littlest Ghanaians who are so dependent on their families for good care and nurturing. As I've explained in earlier programs, I am a nurse who has worked on children's health and nutrition around northern Ghana for quite a while now. Let me not say for how long. Today we are here in this market so that we can explore our wonderful northern Ghanaian foods and find ones that are particularly good for our littlest family members. We are going to focus on how to feed children from 6 months until the baby has its first birthday, when breast milk can be complemented with food.
Very good. To start, Madam
Asibi,
why are we focusing on this period?
Akol Bla.
We focus on this specific age because it is a time for a big change in feeding. The baby goes from getting breast milk only to breast milk and other foods. This is the time when the baby needs to learn to eat and to become accustomed to our Ghanaian food ways.
This is a big change, and I can imagine not such an easy one. But please clarify one thing for me. Madam, when we spoke about newborns, you warned that porridge and other foods were dangerous because they could introduce diarrhea and other illness. Won't this be the case for these babies?
Excellent question,
Akol Bla.
You really have a good understanding of this subject. You are going to make a wonderful father someday. And when might that be? I will stick to the topic. You are right. Although breast milk continues to be an important part of the diet for babies who are 6 months and older, it is not enough, so they need other food for their rapid growth of body and mind. At 6 months, babies can start eating other foods because their intestines are more developed. But as they begin eating, the mother or caregiver must be extremely careful about what the baby eats. Babies older than 6 months can and do develop diarrhea and other illnesses. The mother and her family can reduce the chance of illness by doing such things as only using water that they know is safe because it has been boiled, treated, or filtered, washing hands with soap before cooking or feeding the baby, and preparing the amount of food the baby will eat for one meal at a time, and covering the food to keep flies away. The food must be fresh.
I think this advice about preparing food for the young ones is a good advice for all of us. We all need to eat fresh food, but the mother is still breastfeeding, correct? Doesn't that protect the baby?
Akolbila.
Yes, breast milk is still protective. Children would have more illness bouts without it. During this period, when the baby is learning to eat, the baby is still breastfeeding. The food is in addition to breast milk. It is not a replacement, and the mother should still be feeding day and night. As before, at each feed, the baby should completely empty one or both breasts.
So the mother is still feeding a lot. Let's talk now about the other foods. But first, can we stand up and walk a bit in the market?
Of course. That was the purpose of meeting you here. And of course, I hope to find my daughter. She was out when I went by her house, and I assume she is here with little
Atia,
who is 9 months old. It will be instructive to see how she is feeding
Atia.
So, as we walk, tell me how much food are we talking about for these little ones, beginning at 6 months until they are a year old.
The general recommendation will be to start out feeding twice a day, and by the time the baby is 8 months old, offer food 3 times a day. And as the baby gets closer to their first birthday, give them some small snacks in addition to the 3 meals. It is a gradual increase over the months as the baby becomes accustomed to the food and begins to eat with the rest of the family.
Okay, so you start 2 times a day and then get to 3 times a day. And by a year, 4, 3 plus a snack. That's easy. And what food do you recommend feeding?
There are so many foods that are good for young children, from their first foods to those they should eat as they grow and get accustomed to all our family foods. We are here at the market to look at the variety of foods and talk more about what to feed. The important thing is that the child's food is very nutritious.
Akolbila.
Please notice as we walk through the market that there are many nutritious foods. For example, here are mangoes and bananas. These can be mashed for the babies or cut in small pieces for the child to pick up. This will help the child learn to feed themselves. And over there are the eggs, a great food for the young child, easy to prepare just for the baby. And these foods that come from animals like eggs, meat, milk, amane, that's dried fish, and liver are so important to give to babies for their growth and development.
I agree that this fruit is delicious, but doesn't everyone feed their babies porridge or tea yet?
Ah, yes. Again, you are so observant.
Akolbila.
That is our custom, but it is one of our biggest feeding problems. The problem is that mothers offer porridge, that is only the flour and water with a little sugar if it is available. It gives the baby none of the foods important for growth, and it is usually thin or watery because moms think it is easy for the baby. However, what happens is that the watery porridge fills up the little one's stomachs, but without providing the needed nutrients. So our listeners need to know that the traditional foods of porridge and teaset can be a good start if they are made properly. How they are prepared is extremely important. The recommendation is to reduce the usual amount of water used to cook porridge or to thicken it. And freshly cooked tea set is best when softened with vegetables and mixed stock. So listeners, remember, first food should be soft and thick. Soft enough for the baby to eat and thick so that the food has some value for the child.
So, soft and thick food gradually, increasing from 2 to 3 to 4 times a day as the baby grows. I feel like I could make a song out of this.
Ah, look,
Akolbila.
There is my daughter.
Atipaka.
I was hoping we would find her here.
Atipaka.
Mom, hello, don't rush. I am not going anywhere. Ah,
Akolbila.
Hello.
Good to see you. I see you have your recording equipment with you. Am I talking to more than just you and mom?
Indeed, I'm chasing after your mom with the microphone because we are in the middle of a show.
Yes.
Atipaka.
Let me introduce you and my darling grandson.
Atia.
Oh, he has grown just since I last saw him a couple of weeks ago. To our listeners.
Hello all. It is a pleasure. Mom, can I continue with my purchases or should we sit down?
Please continue, especially if you are buying food for
Atia.
This show is about feeding babies like
Atia. Atia
is 9 months now, correct?
Yes.
So, tell us how you are feeding him.
Mom, I think you know how because I'm following your advice. But I am happy to tell you so you can check if everything is okay. So, I am still breastfeeding, of course. But I started porridge when little
Atia
was 6 months old. And I continue with porridge in the morning because I make it for all of us. But as you suggested, I try and make sure that
Atia
porridge is special. I almost always make it with garnet paste, an egg, and amani.
What? You add all these foods to porridge?
Oh, no. Sorry. I am saying I add one or two of these foods each time I prepare the porridge for
Atia.
Adding these foods helps me make the porridge thick. So if you turn a spoonful of it sideways, it won't immediately run off the spoon. You are catching me in the market hunting for a few of these foods now.
I will help you. Let's get some amani. If I remember, you told me that
Atia
loves the taste of amani in his porridge. While we find the vendor, tell us what you prepared for
Atia
today and what you might give him later. Audience, for your reference,
Atia
is 9 months old. Let's see what my daughter does.
Of course. Let's see if you approve. This morning, I made porridge with milk and a little sugar for all of us. And I gave
Atia
some in his bowl with a bit of mashed banana. Since we have been here at the market, as you can see, I have teased it and have mashed it with a bit of aleifu and granite soup. It is soft and thick, and
Atia
is going to have this in a few minutes for his lunch. And as I said, I continue to breastfeed him.
I see. As your mother said, soft and thick. You might be doing something right because
Atia
certainly seems healthy and alert. How is he doing, Madam
Asibi?
Well, I know she is my daughter, but those meals seem to be excellent. No complaints. But
Atipaka,
you will feed
Atia
again once you are home, right?
Of course, I have a little boy who loves to eat, but I need to finish my shopping.
Yes, let's find that amani so you have it for
Atia.
Ah, I see it over there. What else are you buying?
Not much more. I have garnets at home, and I already bought my aleifu, a tomato, these eggs and yams.
Ah, what about these beautiful cowpeas? You could make a tasty cowpea relish and
Atia
can eat it if the cowpeas are well cooked.
Okay, mom, I will get a small parcel. But I need to watch my money. I want to get these biscuits for a treat for
Atia.
Ah, my dear, everything has been so good up to this point. Can we find something else beside those biscuits? They are no treat. The cowpeas are more of a treat than the biscuits. This feeling that children need treats, sweet biscuits or salty crisps and puffs is another one of our feeding problems. Parents are spending money on these packages and what is inside is not nutritious.
Ah, mom. So what do you suggest if I want to have a little treat for
Atia?
Well, since you asked, for a nutritious snack, what about buying a cooked orange flesh sweet potatoes or fried plantain, which are very nutritious? Or if you want a real treat, ask your husband to bring home a stick of roasted liver. I am sure
Atia
would love a piece of meat, and this liver would be about the best thing you could give him. I can see his body get stronger just thinking about it.
Ah, there you are, getting the father involved. But this idea of bringing some pieces of meat or liver home sounds like an easy one. We men love to eat our roasted meat.
So right you are,
Akolbila.
And you too, Mom. I do not need to buy these biscuits for
Atia.
It doesn't matter to him, and why get him used to these foods? I will follow your advice again, and will pass by the woman near the door who has the orange flesh sweet potato. That will be the snack for the day.
Thank you,
Atipaka.
With all our wonderful farm-grown foods here in the north, I don't like to see us abandon these nutritious foods for packaged puffs and crisps. If our families took advantage of the goodness that we have here, we would all be better nourished. But let's go buy the amani so you can get home.
Yes, let's get something to eat, Madam
Asibi,
and end what has been a truly interesting show. I learned about feeding young children and realized that they can benefit from all of our foods if we remember to make the food soft but thick, not watery. We start them off slow with 2 meals in addition to breast milk, and then give 3 and finally 4 meals a day. As I said, we should write a song. While this is for the young child, I also learned what I should be looking out for. Our local foods, the fruits and vegetables, the greens like alefu and bra, eggs, milk, meat and liver. Amani, to say nothing of everything else, are delicious and nutritious. We are blessed.
That's correct.
Akolbila.
Little ones should start with soft mashed foods. It does not have to be porridge, but could be a mashed banana or orange fleshed sweet potato. If they have porridge, it should be special porridge made thick with granite flour or an egg or some ground amani. As the baby grows, they can get teased with our wonderful relishes. But every day, the family should try for a food from an animal like an egg or milk, amani, or a piece of meat or liver. On days when those food are not available, then granite, soya, cowpeas, or other beans well cooked and mashed along with greens will add that special nutrition these young children need. Small improvements several times each day, day after day, you can make a big difference over time in your child's health, growth, and development.
That is a good note to end on. And
Atipaka
has brought her amani and can be on her way. Thank you so much for your time.
Atipaka.
My pleasure. See you later, Mom.
Goodbye. Take care of my precious grandson. And goodbye to our listeners. Take care of all your precious little ones. Until next time.
I'd like to thank Madam Asibi
Akolbila
for a very interesting and useful discussion. Today we shared information with you on how to feed babies from the 6 until 12 months when they are a year old. Some of the most important points that Madam
Asibi
said include: 1. Begin with soft foods at 6 months. The porridge, that is often the first food, should not be watery. By 8 months, the child can get teased
and alefu or ayoyo with meat stock,
not just soup. 2. Start with foods twice a day in addition to breast milk. But as the baby grows, the number of meals per day should increase to 3 by 9 months. And at a year, the child should be fed 4 times a day. And 3. As the child grows, the number of foods the child should be fed should increase. By the time the baby is 9 months to a year, he or she can eat all the family foods. Foods like fruits and vegetables, egg, amani, cowpeas, granules, meat and liver. Remember, give the baby the best start in life. Give your baby soft and thick foods made from the many foods the family is eating. Make the porridge and tea set special by adding nutritious foods. And of course, continue to breastfeed. Hope that you have all enjoyed this program and that you will tell your friends about it so that our children, the shops of today, grow up to become our strong and productive forests of tomorrow. Until next time. The Shrubs of Today, Our Tomorrow's Future was made possible by the generous support of the American people through the U.S. Agency for International Development and its partner, the Spring Project, under the auspices of the Ghana Health Service.
So many children are stunted, malnourished.